Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's September 5th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here, as always, with my co-host, the amazing Antoine Bergeron.
Hello, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. Great, even.
Today was a good day in miniature gaming, my friend.
Yes. Relics was saved.
Yeah. Back from near death.
Yes. So, what can I ask more? Except simple minis.
Whoa there, take it down a notch, buddy. So why don't you tell us about that? So last week we reported that Relics had announced it was closing.
Yeah, it was one of the companies that was closing. Yeah.
Last week was a bad week for miniature gaming companies.
Yeah. Thor Gaming was closing. Who are producing Relics? We are producing Relics. So the company has not been bought, but the license, the product, Relics, has been bought by TT Combat. They are well known for MDF terrain, but they are also releasing some miniatures themselves, and they also bought Carnivali. Home Raider and Rumble Slam. So they have experience now with miniatures, and so they got their Relics also.
And it's interesting, they keep buying these games that the owners decide that it's not going to be profitable anymore, and they keep saving them. Now, I don't think we've seen a lot from TT Combat.
Not yet. Carnivali had a Kickstarter for their second edition.
We reported that like a month or two ago.
Yeah. But one of the big things for TT Combat is they already have a distribution network for their MDF, and they're well established, so it helps them to produce to help distribute the other games, and that might give those more not maybe the right word for something big like TT Combat, but more indie or less known games like Relics or Carnivali. So it might help them push to a more general releases.
Right.
Yeah. And TT Combat probably has a better financial or more funds to put in design and stuff like that. So who knows?
Well, probably, right? Because Tor Gaming was a 2 or 3 man operation that was run as a sideline. Absolutely. And Gavin did some amazing stuff with it, and he brought it pretty far. But at some point, speaking from some experience, when you have your own business, if the amount of work you're putting in is not giving you the type of rewards that it needs to, like the type of return, I should say, then at some point you have to decide, do I keep doing this for basically nothing, or do I walk away and focus on something else that'll give me more, right?
Yeah.
So I totally understand why he chose to do what he did. Mm-hmm. The miniatures industry is a bloodbath, right? There's every week, how many miniatures are launched that we report on, right?
Yeah.
And there's so many companies now.
We're only talking about the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, for sure. We pick the stuff that we think is interesting, right?
Yeah,
for sure. So it's tough. And with Kickstarter and the modern market, new distribution models and everything, it's just a nightmare.
Yeah. Relics is at a good place, though. They moved in the recent years to 3D printing. They had a nice modern sculpts for most of the stuff, most of the new releases.
They had a very streamlined rule set that just redid.
Yeah, the second version was almost out in a full release. So TT Combat will probably still look at it before, but they almost have a second edition ready in their hands.
Most of the work is done for them, right?
Yeah.
So
it's a good thing. I hope it saves Race and make it more available. So
here. Yeah. It's too unique a game to see go that way.
Yeah. So we'll link to the announcement anyway, if people want to read more about it.
Cool. All right. Well, I guess we shall get going then. As always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding news. And we have quite a few items this week. First up, we have Mr. Lee's Minis, Dragon Tamer, and Fehir the Tree Man.
Yeah, so those are two busts available on pre-order right now. So the different scale, different sculptures. So we'll go one by one. The Dragon Tamer is a 1/10 scale. I say it's a bust, but it's almost all the top half of the model.
Yeah, it's like everything from the waist up, basically.
Waist up, yeah. Of a kind of an elf-looking guy with a hat and a small dragon on his arm, a bit like if you had a falconer.
Yep.
Looks like he has that on his arm, like a leather protection, and the small dragon is taming.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting because this sculpt looks very familiar. Have we seen this before? Or did they pre-release it or show, like, because this looks awfully familiar to me.
It doesn't to me, but it might have been shown maybe, in
maybe they just progress. Showed something in progress and I saw it a while back. Okay, that could be because I looked at it and I said, wow, I'm sure this we've seen this before. But it's got a very neat look. The dragon's extremely nicely detailed.
Yeah.
The facial expression on the tamer is odd, and I don't mean odd in a bad way. It's a different look, right? It's not. I think there'd be some good opportunities to explore painting that face, you know?
Yeah.
And different fabrics, different. You know, it's a neat model.
Mm. The second one, Fairer the Treeman, has been. The concept is from Romain Lapat from Messi Voodoo. And he found a sculptor he liked to work on it, Romain van der Bogart. I think I've already said that name. It's a pretty known sculptor. Mm. But the distribution is done by Mr. Lee Minis. That's why we're talking about it. So its name is Fear the Treeman, but his work in progress name was the Happy Treeman.
Oh, because he looks like he's smiling.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the... It might not be in the ink I've used, but the non-pitted version looks even more happy because there's less of the color included in it. It's just bare resin.
Yeah.
And you really see the smile.
Well, if you look at the profile shot, you can see the smile.
Oh, yeah.
It's very much there. I love the creatures crawling over him, the two owls and the little squirrel. I think it's a very cool bust. And of course, you know, painted by Roman, so what do you say about that?
Yeah,
shocker! It looks amazing. No, I think it's a neat Treeman bust, and 35 pounds, so that's pretty reasonable for its scale. It's 10 centimeters high, so I think that puts it on par with other busts similar size.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up is Carol Rudick art, Draco the Impaler.
That's another bust, another waist up, should we say.
Mm-hmm.
In 1/10 also, like the Dragon Tamer we just mentioned, which put it at about 15 centimeter high. It's a model in resin, and it's a vampire in full plate armor.
Yeah, with some people impaled on spikes on his backpack.
Yes.
A very Warhammer Fantasy. Cool model. I like the little details, like the nicks and dents in the armor. The face is very Nosferatu.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's well detailed. The details in the skin are there. Like it looks really nice. And there's lots of details on the skull and decomposing head that are impaled on his backpack or on his banner poles or whatever they are. Oh, very cool. What's the price point on this?
€69.
Because for some reason, my computer's not letting me close the window that has the picture of it, so I can't actually see the product details.
So, in fact, it's €62 right now because it's on pre-order until mid-October, but it will be €69 when it releases.
Okay. Which, again, for something that's €69, it's going to be about $100. No, euros are more expensive, about 115. Because I don't think it's quite 2-for-1 on euros, is it?
It's less than that. You're still thinking about pound.
I did it again. Yeah, so, okay, about $100 then. Yeah. Which makes sense
for $90.
Oh, it's even better than I thought.
Yeah.
It's a good deal. No complaints from me. If you're into vampires, go check it out. What's next? Privateer Press. New Hordes releases.
So all those releases are for the Grimkins. So first, and my favorite one for this this week, it's the Dreamer and her Phantasm.
Which I love her.
Their new warlock. As you said, you love her. I love her too. I could play that faction just for that caster.
And I don't know which one of the painters painted them, but I don't know if it was Dallas or their other staff painter whose name escapes me. But they did a great job. I love the vibrant colors they use.
Yeah, for people who don't know, the Dreamer is like a girl floating in the air with moons attached to her robe. But she comes with three models, which are like a dream creation she brings on the table during the play. And one for each base size in the game, 30, 40, and 50. And the 51 is a giant plush... what are the elephant's name in Scorn? I'm blanking.
The gladiators?
Yeah, a titan. A giant plush titan.
Yeah.
Which is looking fantastic. The 40-millimeter one is a pile of pumpkins with a weapon and a smokestack. And the smart one is a Winter Guard mouse.
Yeah, complete with the Cossack hat with the Kador symbol and the rifle over the shoulder.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yep.
And then for the rest, we have two of their light war beasts, the Rattler and the Gorehound.
The Gorehound we already saw because that was in the army starter box.
Yeah, it's the new, but it's now available outside of the box.
Yep.
We have the Twilight Sisters, which is a unit. And lastly, the Trapperkin Solo.
Yeah. I have to say, I think that Rattler is the best-looking war beast thus far. I really like the way it looks.
I really don't like that style. The sculpting is fine, but it's not a style I'm into. So, I don't know. I'm really not a fan of the
Grimkin
aesthetics.
Exactly. I'm in the same boat.
So that's why the phantasms speak to me that much. It's because they go in a totally different direction.
Yeah, I'm not big on the Malifaux-themed army either. But of all the war beasts, I think this is the nicest one, keeping with their style that they're going for. Sure. I like it better than the Skin and Moans or the Cage Rager. Or the Gorehound, for that matter. All right. Srivan next. Steamforge Games. New Guild Ball pre-orders.
So first up, we have the Blacksmith, their first box. Forge from Steel. So it's their new format of box. So you get six player, all in plastic, pre-assembled. You get a custom ball, because each guild now has a special ball instead of the generic metal ball we have in the pre-starter. There is a goal and a terrain piece and cards for seven languages. So whoever you play with, you should be able to find a common language to use.
And it's nice looking walls. These are their first, well, I guess actually second released as the new and improved board game plastics.
Yeah, and with that format, it's also the second release, because the farmer had the same type of starter kit or launch kit. After that, we have a new terrain pack. It's the first time Steamforge released a terrain pack. So you got trees, rough ground, obstacles, everything you need to build to field on your pitch.
Pitch,
yeah. And lastly, the Blacksmith dice, which is they release that for every faction anyway, so there's nothing new there.
I like the terrain pack. I think it's kind of interesting. I don't know how I feel about the brick building with a giant guild ball symbol in it. That seems kind of odd.
Yeah, but it's not really generic.
But it looks cool. All right. Next up, Reaper Miniatures new releases.
So it's a bunch of releases for their Dark Even Legions line. So first there's four different knights with different pose or weapons. Mm-hmm. After that, there's a couple of, sea creatures, maybe?
I don't know.
You don't know either.
Maybe like sea goblins?
Yeah,
I think it's what they are. I think they're aquatic goblins.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
There is a wizard with a sword and staff. Really look like Gandalf.
Gandalf, yeah.
And lastly, my favorite model of the bunch, Goblin Shaman.
And the Goblin Shaman looks really cool.
Yeah.
I have to say. And then they have another release, do they not?
Yes. So there is a second release by Reaper. So as we've been talking about it in the past several months, they have, for the 25th anniversary, they do a special risk cult once a month. And when you buy for $40 on the online store, you get it free. And you get one copy for every $40 you're ordering. And so this time, the model is D.Va the Blessed. So she's either a paladin or a cleric, heavily armored, a cleric with the book, the prayer book.
I'd say she's a cleric. Well, the name like D.Va the Blessed, or the Blessed.
Blessed could be a paladin too.
That's true. Fine, have it your way, Antoine.
Yeah. Anyway, she looks good.
She does look very good. Bobby Jackson did a great job sculpting her. And I'm not sure who painted it. Oh, Michael Proctor. Yeah, so. Amazing talents in both cases. Model looks awesome. What do we have after this? Miracle Collectibles. I almost said Boromir.
Yeah, me too.
Bromir and Gimdal.
So, those are two dwarf busts. Produced by Miriko. The first one is kind of a ranger, comes with a cowled head and a pistol. And the second one, Gimdal, is a dwarf miner with the Kendall hat.
And a cigar.
And a pickaxe and a cigar. So both looks really good.
Yeah, they're really nicely detailed. I really like the miner.
Yeah, me too.
I think the candle on the head and everything, that looks awesome. That little flicker of flame is going to break off the first 3 seconds you hold that model.
Sure.
Aside from that, it looks awesome.
You know, at that size, it's pretty easy to just pin.
Probably.
Yeah, because both are about 80 millimeter to the eye, so... That's a pretty good size. Their scale is 1/10, so two pretty big busts. They have the same price and shipping, so $48 US for price and $12 shipping.
Yeah, so $60 US total.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely sculpted. All right, next up is Brother Vinny, Saint Brendan of Clonfire.
Yeah, so it's Irish saint. There's even all the history of it when you look at the description.
I guess it's Clonfert then.
Probably.
Sorry,
you went French instead of Irish. French,
yeah, habit.
Yeah, who knows? That might be a French a French clergyman who went to Ireland. So, he's also called the Navigator or the Voyager. He has a bunch of surname or nicknames. So, he comes in two variants. You have the first variant where he holds his book and he's pointing. And the second variant, the pointing end is replaced by a giant, a cross, which look pretty clerical.
Yes, as crosses do.
Yeah. Looks good and he's really affordable at the... €5.50.
Yeah. Dirt cheap for a little model of that detail level. Mm-hmm. He's extremely well detailed, too.
Yeah. He's in their Saga line.
Yep. So. All right. Next in line. Soda Pop Miniatures. Starfinder Miniatures on pre-order.
So, If I'm not mistaken, Starfinder is an RPG, and they have been licensed to do miniatures for it. So those miniatures are to go with the Starfinder RPG. So we have a bunch of sci-fi creature, aliens, and spacesuits, even a small ship in a different scale than the rest of the miniatures, for sure.
Yeah, there's some interesting takes on aliens. Like, they don't... they're all humanoid.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken. But they did a better job than Star Trek of making them different. Let's put it that way.
Well,
Star Trek... The blue human is an alien. The green human is an alien.
Star Trek had to do with the people and makeup. Those are artistic rendering in 3D. It's not the same.
Yeah. I'm not dissing. I like my Star Trek. Don't worry. I'm just saying. Yeah. They're more diverse than Star Trek. So.
Yes.
If you're looking for some alien fix, it could be a good thing.
So they're all in pre-order on... they were in pre-order. The website is not updated yet. They should be in general release now.
Yeah, and they range in place from $9 to $12. So. Or $9 to $13, I guess. Good deal. All right. Bandua Award Games? Yeah, we'll go with that. Bandua Award Games.
Pre-painted bases. Spanish or Italian, so...
No, I can make it French. Spanish, I mean.
So, yeah, Bandua. Whatever. So, it's a pretty simple setup. Those are bases with pre-printed design on them, cut on MDF flat bases, so MDF boards. And you have the designs already printed on them. And so, they're not... they're in size for 40K or Infinity, mostly.
Yeah.
So, they're not based up. They're just... plain bases that you can use and just stick your mini to them.
And it's important to say they're not textured, right?
No,
it's just
they're flat really flat. Image it's printed, yeah.
That's printed in color onto the base surface.
Yeah, full so color, cool. A lot of different designs, but it's still just flat. Works great with the flat mats and flat mats or any of the printed mats people use now.
Yeah, if you want quick and dirty bases... Yeah, you know,
it's hard to do better than that.
And there's a lot of selection with a lot of different styles. It's worth checking out. And they're not very expensive. Actually, they're a bit more pricey than I thought.
Because almost €5 for them. For a 32 mil, the Space Marine size. So it's a bit cheaper than you would have for Risen, but not that much.
Yeah, what's interesting is I'm looking at the 40mm pages, and every picture's of 10 bases, but underneath it says, you know, times 5. So they show you a picture of 10, but you're actually paying that price for 5. So that's a bit misleading. So
yeah, it might be the picture of the 30mm.
It's very possible, right? But they should fix that. That can be misleading.
Yeah, because the same thing happened at a bigger size.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's not intentional, but that should probably be fixed.
I agree. Because
at a little over a dollar or a little under a dollar per base for 40mm, that's still not great. It's not horribly expensive.
That's more than $1, yeah. So
yeah, that's kind of tough, right? Because you're approaching resin pricing at that point.
But you don't have to paint.
That's true.
So,
but the resin's a lot
depends
more work
what you're
to produce,
looking
right?
for. Yeah.
So anyway, it's not a bad product. Maybe not for everyone. Not a bad product. Certainly a way to do a decent looking bases very quickly.
Yes.
All right. So that takes us to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. And there is something I am super excited about in this.
You're not the only one.
Yeah.
Judging by the online craze there's about it.
Yeah. So, first up, launching today in Kickstarter, we have Panda Cult Games' Wander, the Cult of Barnacle Bay.
Yeah, so we've already talked about Wander when it was just a miniature Kickstarter last year. They were producing just minis for the universe.
And we bought them.
Yeah, we bought some. We both have some of them on our tables. Fantastic Minis, really great. They're anthropomorphical animal in a fantasy setting. So adventurers, sorcerers, soldiers, everything.
Yep.
And now they are launching a board game for it. But a miniatures board game. That's why we're talking about it. So it's a cooperative board game set in the Barnacle Bay, which is a town where a cult has started to change all the people. So your adventurers, the wanderers of Wanderer Club, not club, but Wanderer Guilds, they send your adventurers to go deal with what's happening in that town.
Mm-hmm.
In the Barnacle Bay.
Yep. And, you know, the sculpts are, I think, all done by Patrick Keith. So the miniatures look gorgeous. The artwork, I mean, was all done by Heath Foley, who's done a bunch of different projects in the industry, and he's one of the owners of the company. And then you've got Jonathan Bradford, who's basically worked for Cool Mini or Not, did all their Kickstarter videos, has done a bunch of other stuff for other you know, guys in the industry as well. And he's the game designer. So it's, you've got a bunch of experienced people who have come together to work on this project. So it's going to be pretty awesome. And
every review we have seen of the game has been fantastic. So
yeah, well, I kept trying to demo it. I've done several cons with them, and I'm friends with Jonathan, and their his wife, their staff painter, Elizabeth Beckley, and I got to know Heath a little bit. And they kept trying to get me to demo the game. Like, yeah, yeah, you know, I'll try. And then every time I'd go to their booth or I'd see them, there'd be a crowd of people. So I could never actually get to try the damn game. but everyone was talking about it, even at Adepticon last year, and how much fun it was. Or I guess earlier this year at Adepticon. Mm-hmm. And I first saw some of the artwork and sketches and stuff for this last year, and even some of the initial sculpts, actually, last year at ReaperCon, because Heath and Jonathan were there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm super excited. We don't have the numbers yet, because we're actually recording this ahead of time when they gave us a sneak preview of their Kickstarter page. What we do know is that it's a single-pledge Kickstarter. It's $90 or more. But that gets you the board game, all-unlock stretch goals, and a special Kickstarter exclusive adventurer.
Yep.
Called Gunbjorn. Who's apparently a polar, anthropomorphic polar bear in full plate with a big, big hammer. I like this. Yep. I like this.
The only other option you can have is there is an add-on for the original young wanderers in metal. So the original skulls. So you can get all of them.
I don't see that on this page.
I saw it earlier. I don't think the page changed since then. So
that's interesting.
Give me 1 second. Yeah, optional add-ons. For $50, you get the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 original Wanderers. But and they will come with the alternate hero cards.
Yeah, it's,
those won't be in plastic like the rest. They will be the pewter
cast. The metal cast, yeah. That's why they're more expensive, too.
Yeah.
And those are actually the models that we have ourselves.
Yeah.
And they are gorgeous. They are gorgeous. There's quite a few of those that I really like. I really like Tank. And I really like Ibexus, the wizard.
I'm a big fan of Roland, the first model they had for
the Red Panda. The line.
Yeah. The titular Red Panda. Yeah. When the company was called Red Panda Games instead of Panda Cold Games.
It was Red Panda Miniatures, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. So
we'll stop pushing.
Yeah, so, they're looking for $50,000. I think they'll have zero trouble hitting this. And I believe the Kickstarter ends October 5th. I'm just going to double check that quickly. Yes. So, assuming they hit their target, which they'd better, I'm going to be really disappointed in all you listeners. The Kickstarter will complete on October 5th, 2017. All right. And then we have some other Kickstarter stuff that, no, I'm just kidding. so next up is Printable Scenery from Rampage Gothic. A 3D printable scenery building system.
So you have the name Gothic. You probably guessed that it's for 40K, and you are probably right. It's a
It could be for some other Gothic sci-fi
game. Okay, yeah. So Gothic and Warzone.
Yeah, 40K.
One Warzone, or two of the Warzone factions might be have a Gothic feel to them. You know me and the others.
Yeah, you win this round, Antoine.
So it's a. Like you said, 3D printable sceneries. They have a Gothic cathedral, and they also have Gothic industrials, walkways, and accessories. Yeah. And a bunch
also known as Necromunda terrain. Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like that.
It's important to note that this new Kickstarter is fully compatible with their previous releases, the Rampage Castle and the Rampage Dungeons.
Yeah. Sci-fi and dungeons kind of, they fit together because they have a locking system. But I don't see them working really on the table.
The castle kind of looks like the cathedral. I ain't going to lie. I think there are some... Actually, looking at the castle, in fact, it looks like the cathedral. Except they added... There's a couple stone walls in the lower part of the...
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the only difference.
I'm looking now, and it looks like the doors and stuff are different, but the rest of the pieces look pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, the art of the rebrand. Still, very neat. And I like the floor tiles. The floor tiles look very cool. You can make some very interesting stuff. I don't know. I mean, I know a little bit about 3D printing at this point. 3D printing a whole table of this stuff would probably be very time consuming. I'm sure it'd be very affordable because 3D printing materials are quite inexpensive compared to what we pay for plastic kits. But they would take a long time. They are
time intensive, though.
Yeah. But to do a couple centerpiece buildings could be very cool. Or a diorama piece. Very, very cool. All right. So let's look at the numbers. So they were looking for 500 New Zealand dollars. They're currently at 48,835 New Zealand dollars with 13 days left to go. So they're successful, needless to say. Their base pledges are 65 New Zealand dollars or $48 US. And of course, there's no shipping because they're just delivering to you the STL files so you can print either yourself or at a printing company. If you pledge $80 US, you actually get everything they're releasing in this Kickstarter, except for the add-ons. So that's not bad. You still have the option, of course, you buy the add-ons, but so basically you get both basic kits that they're selling for $48. Yeah, so you get both the terrain, the industrial terrain and the cathedrals that you'd pay for $48 for each. For that low price of $80. So it's not a bad price for a table. Considering the actual building cost will be quite low. But it's not given away either. It's fair for the amount of effort that goes into 3D design. All right, so they hit their targets. Everything will be funded on September 18th, 2017. Next up, Happy Gorilla Game Studio Chronicles the Game.
So this is a mixed Kickstarter. First, you have a fantasy miniature strategy game, but you also have an online community role-playing game. And you engaging both the players online and on the tabletop. So... What it is, you get a miniature game, we get the two factions, the Kingdom of Arklands and the Great Forest Tribes. That's what you get in the base Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. Or you can get a box with both, depending on the place you choose. And this is a miniature game. But there is also what they call the OCRPG, which is a... online community RPG, and with that, it can affect your game. They will have a living rule book. So depending on people who do reports for their games, who do paint their miniatures, have podcasts, everything that's done might have an impact on the game, on the real game, and the game will then be updated as the years goes, and they do. seasons, and those will affect your the stats of your figures, miniatures, and your games as they go. And when you play a game, a tabletop game, you have a choice of either play the basic game that you have, or you can play an online game. And when you do that, your army selection might depend of events that are happening or stuff like that. You might be restricted in what type of miniatures you can use or special rules for events and stuff like that. So there is a lot of information in that Kickstarter. We're only covering a bit of it. So I encourage you, if that might interest you, go look at it, and you'll have a better view of it than what I can give you in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Now, it's important to mention that I think the miniatures are all single piece.
Yeah, I think so.
I read that, which is neat. So nothing much in the way of assembly, and the models look quite nice. We don't have any close-ups really to see details. Oh, yeah, we have to have a couple close-ups.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the Great Forest Tribes, and the models look pretty good. I mean, they look to be a high-end board game plastic, I would guess, judging by some of the bent weapons. But the details look pretty good. You know, the single starter box is $75. The combi box, which is each faction, is $119. And then there's other pledges up from there all the way up to $1,300. So I'm not going to go through them all.
Yeah.
They were looking for $37,000. They're currently at $6,753 with 24 days left to go. So if they hit their funding target, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on September 29th, 2017. And that takes us to the last one in the list this week, I should say, which is Blind Bigger Miniatures, the Second Android Collective, White Metal Sci-Fi Miniatures.
So the second means that it's not their first run at it. It's the case you have cute little android. That's what you get.
Yeah.
Cute little robots.
I'm going to say the sculpting is a little rough, but they are so adorable, I don't even care.
Yeah.
I just don't care. Is it me, or does one of them look like the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy robot Marvin or whatever?
Maybe.
the one that they painted white, he kind of looks like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's not just me? Okay. They're cool little models. I think there's one kind of painted like sculpted like a little girl or something. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I think they're neat looking. Let's see. What do we have here for the numbers? So, okay. I mean, for the whole collection, for this Kickstarter, the one of each six models released, and then plus one of every stretch goal unlocked, £25.
Yeah.
How do you go wrong? It is so, so cheap. I really think this is cool. Let's see. So, and apparently I'm not the only one. It's a small Kickstarter. They were looking for £600. They're at £1,111. With only 3 days left to go, was it a short run?
I might have been late to it. No, it's super short. It launched September 1st.
Yeah, I was going to say, that seems...
So, okay. You'll have 2 or 3 days when we release, so...
Yeah.
Go fast.
Yeah, exactly. So, if they hit their stretch goal, or if they maintain their stretch goal... I keep saying stretch goal, not stretch goal. Their funding goal. So if they maintain their funding goal, the Kickstarter will be fully funded by Friday, September 8th, 2017. And that is that.
Yes.
Busy week in miniatures. You said before we get online, you can tell summer's over because we cut a lot out of the list this week because there was a lot more stuff.
Yeah. It's not only the schools, but company news are back too.
Yeah, yeah. Which is good because things were getting kind of slow there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, as always, Antoine, thanks for the hard work in compiling this list.
Well, always great to do it.
And I guess I'll see you Actually, I'll see you in later this week when we do our interview with Panda Cult Miniatures.
For sure. So, bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PR Filio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Rolling Dice and Taking Names, a podcast by guys who have a passion for tabletop games and happen to have mics. They discuss all forms of tabletop gaming, from board games to miniatures to RPGs. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.